A terrorist attack in the city of Jerusalem. That's where we start this midweek edition of CNN Student News. Thanks for watching. Two Palestinian attackers with a variety of weapons entered a synagogue early Tuesday. They killed four Jewish worshipers before police arrived and killed the two attackers. One police officer was injured and later died. This was the deadliest terrorist attack in Jerusalem since 2008. The city is holy to three major world religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And Jerusalem's status is a major point of dispute between Israel and Palestinian Arabs. After the attack, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for national unity against the terrorists and against the Palestinian leaders who, he says, spread lies about Israel. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas denounced the attack. But when you see news like this, it's disturbing. Where else could this happen? Here's some perspective from CNN's national security correspondent.
I realize we come at you almost every day with a new terror threat or an update on an old terror threat, and I understand how that could be overwhelming. So I want to talk to you the way I talk to friends and family about what they should truly be concerned about and what they shouldn't worry about so much, what shouldn't keep them up at night. Consistently, U.S. intelligence officials and counterterror officials tell me that the two main groups to be worried about are AQAP, this is Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a group that's very skilled and has attempted to get explosive devices onto airplanes. You'll remember the underwear bomber in 2009. They're still trying, and they have a master bomb maker who's very skilled at hiding explosives in things like personal electronic devices. The other group is the Khorasan group, which we just began to hear about this year. This is an offshoot from Al-Qaeda, a number of senior Al-Qaeda leaders who are now basing themselves in Syria and, according to U.S. intelligence, plotting attacks on the U.S. that may be in the final stages. Those are the two main groups. And again, like AQAP, their goal is to get explosive devices onto airplanes possibly bound for the U.S. We've talked a lot about ISIS, and ISIS does potentially pose a threat to the U.S. mainland because it's done such a good job of attracting foreign fighters to Syria and Iraq. And the worry is that those foreign fighters will go home someday and may carry out terror attacks when they go home. But the best information now is that ISIS is more focused on the fight in Syria and Iraq, so that that's a threat that we may have to face someday, but that is not acute today. Now, beyond AQAP and the Khorasan group, I'm told that the most likely terror attacks to happen on the homeland are so-called lone wolf attacks. These are people who are inspired by extremist propaganda and carry out an attack on their own, perhaps with no communication whatsoever with the group back home, whether it's a Khorasan group or Al-Qaeda. It makes them harder to track, but it also limits the kinds of attacks that they could carry out, how ambitious they can be, how dangerous they can be. Now, together, what this gives the intelligence community to face is a terror threat that's more dispersed, a bigger number of groups, more spread out, and therefore more difficult to track, but possibly less ambitious in their attacks than Al-Qaeda was with particularly the attacks on 9/11. To help you sleep at night, I do want to end on a statistic. This is the total number of terror deaths of Americans on U.S. soil going back to 2009.